Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, Understanding Data Types and Structures. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Analysis Techniques in the Data Analytics for Product Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the distinction between qualitative and quantitative data, common data structures, and the importance of data types in analysis. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify different data types and structures and understand their significance in the context of data analysis. Main content types of data. Qualitative versus quantitative data can be broadly categorized into two types, qualitative and quantitative. Understanding these distinctions is crucial for effective data analysis. Qualitative data refers to non-numerical information that describes characteristics or qualities. This type of data is often descriptive and can be observed but not measured. For instance, feedback from customers about a product can be considered qualitative data. You might receive comments like excellent design or difficult to use. This information helps you gauge customer sentiments and preferences, but it doesn't provide measurable quantities. On the other hand, quantitative data refers to numerical information that can be measured and expressed statistically. This type of data can be further divided into discrete and continuous data. Discrete data includes whole numbers, such as the number of products sold, while continuous data can take any value within a range, such as the time taken to complete a task. An example of quantitative data could be the sales figures of a product over a month, providing clear insights into performance. Understanding whether your data is qualitative or quantitative will influence the analytical methods you choose and the conclusions you draw from your analysis. Common data structures. Data structures are ways to organize and store data to enable efficient access and modification. Here are a few common data structures that you might encounter. Tables, the most straightforward data structure. Tables consist of rows and columns. Each row represents a unique record, while each column represents a specific attribute of that record. For example, a customer database might include a table with columns for customer names, contact information, and purchase history. Arrays. An array is a collection of elements identified by index or key. An array can hold multiple values of similar data types. For example, an array might store the daily sales figures for a week, allowing you to quickly access any day's data by its index. Objects. In programming, objects are data structures that can contain both data and functions. In a product management context, you might create an object to represent a product, containing properties like name, price, and a method to calculate discounts. Graphs. Graphs are more complex structures that consist of nodes, or vertices, connected by edges. They can represent relationships, such as social networks or product recommendations, where understanding the connections between different elements is essential. Each of these data structures has its strengths and weaknesses, and the choice of which to use depends on the specific requirements of your analysis. Importance of data types in analysis. Understanding data types is vital for several reasons. Choosing the right analysis tool. Different tools and techniques are best suited for different data types. For instance, statistical analysis might be applicable for quantitative data, while thematic analysis would suit qualitative data. By knowing the data type, you can choose the most effective method for your analysis. Data interpretation. The type of data influences how you interpret and derive insights. For example, trends identified in quantitative data can lead to actionable insights like adjusting marketing strategies, while qualitative data can provide context to those trends, such as understanding customer motivations. Data integrity. Understanding data types helps maintain the integrity of your analysis. If you mistakenly treat qualitative data as quantitative, it can lead to incorrect conclusions. For instance, attempting to apply mathematical calculations to customer feedback would not yield meaningful results. Communication of findings. Clearly classifying and understanding your data types allows for better communication of findings to stakeholders. You can effectively convey insights by using appropriate visualizations and explanations tailored to the data type. By grasping these concepts, you can enhance your analytical skills and make more informed decisions based on your data. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the essential concepts of data types and structures, distinguishing between qualitative and quantitative data, identifying common data structures, and understanding the significance of data types in analysis. By mastering these concepts, you are better equipped to conduct effective data analysis and draw meaningful insights that can drive product decisions. As you progress to the next lesson, keep these foundational skills in mind, as they will be crucial for your continued journey in data analytics. Reflection questions: how would you differentiate between qualitative and quantitative data in a project you are currently working on? Can you identify a situation where a specific data structure would enhance your analysis? Reflect on a time you misinterpreted data due to not understanding its type. How would you approach it differently now?